Time now for StoryCorps, the project that's traveling the country recording your stories. On this summer day in 1944, a circus in Hartford, Connecticut went up in flames. Nearly 9,000 people had crowded under the Big Top that day. Shortly after the show began, the tent caught fire. It had been waterproofed with a mixture of gasoline and wax, causing the Big Top to be completely consumed in less than 10 minutes. That fire claimed 167 lives, over a third of them children, and became one of the nation's deadliest ever. Maureen Krekian was at the circus that day.
Hartford this afternoon suffered one of the greatest catastrophes in its history when during a matinee performance of Ringling Brothers' Barnum and Bailey Circus, the big tent suddenly burst into flame and burned to the ground.
It was 1944, July the 6th, a very hot day. I was 11 years old. I was supposed to go to the circus with the lady next door and her daughter. I went and knocked on the door and they weren't there. They had already left without me. Now, I had never been to the circus before. And there was no way that I was going to go home and tell my grandmother that I was alone. That would never have been permitted. So I just ran up the street and went to the circus by myself.
The Flying Walendas, world-famous aerial act, were performing on their trapezes when the fire broke.
I remember somebody yelling and seeing a big ball of fire near the top of the tent. And this ball of fire just got bigger and bigger and bigger.
An eyewitness told us that it appeared almost like spontaneous combustion, so quickly was the big tent a mass of flame.
By that time, everybody was panicking. The exit was blocked with the cages that the animals were brought in and out with, and there was a man taking kids and flinging them up and over that cage to get them out. I was sitting up, probably halfway up on the bleachers, and jumped down. You jumped down, it was all straw underneath, and there was a young man, a kid. He had a pocket knife, and he slit the tent, took my arm and pulled me out, and then I turned around and grabbed a kid. It was a little girl, and pulled her out.
The bleachers were burned to a crisp. 60 bodies were removed from that spot alone.
My uncle was out in the backyard of our home. We lived on the same street as where the circus was held, and he was sawing wood, and he saw the reflection of the fire in his saw. He went running around trying to find me, and of course he couldn't get anywhere near it by that time.
Parents and relatives were standing about not knowing what had become of their families.
I came running out from the circus tent all the way home. I could still see my uncle. He was so mad. You know how you'd get when you have a child and you think they're lost and you want to kill them and kiss them at the same time.
The spot where the tent had been was a charred mess of poles and wires.
Circus never came back to Hartford until the 70s, and then they never came back in a tent again. But I've never had desire to go.
What if that boy heard this interview? What would you like to say to
him? Oh, I'd like to throw my arms around him and thank him. I wouldn't be 74 years old today. I'd be long gone.
It's a tragedy Hartford will never forget, and everyone in Hartford hopes will never be repeated.
Maureen Krekian, remembering the Hartford Circus Fire of 1944 with her daughters Lynn and Joanne. The newscast you heard was from WTIC Radio in Hartford. This interview will be archived with all StoryCorps interviews at the Library of Congress. Subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.